Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and you can stream us online at newsdakota.com. It is a Thursday, so we talk with the University of Jamestown faculty and staff. And today joining us, we have Dr. Paul Olson. He is the Vice President of Academic Affairs at the university. And Dr. Olson, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Warren. It's great to be here.
Yes, it's been a long time. You've been at the university now 3 years?
This is my fourth year,
This is your fourth year. So we're excited to talk with Paul today about the different things going on at the university, the different graduate programs, undergraduate programs going on. But let's start with the university. It's an exciting time to be a Jimmy. Lots of stuff going on at the university.
Oh, we have a lot of things going on right now. Obviously, this fall, we kicked it off with the opening of the Harold Newman Arena and all of the other amenities that come along with the arena, like the new locker rooms, the new training room, and things along those lines that are really giving our student athletes a fantastic experience. With us. And then, of course, the other big announcement in the fall was that President Bedell's going to be retiring. And so he's officially retiring at the end of February here. So we're taking a lot of time to celebrate all of the accomplishments that he has had. And at the same time, get ready to begin the Polly Peterson presidency, which will start on March 1st. So it's a really exciting time. It's a time of great change. But overall, it is a very exciting time to be at UJ.
Definitely. And that's, I mean, that's just one aspect of it, all the different things going on, because lots of things going on for the students too. And we can start with the grad level, because we've talked about it before, I believe, as well, the different grad programs that the university is bringing in.
Oh, that's right. One of the amazing things is the growth in graduate programs in the 4 years that I've been here. My first year here, we had, I think we had 42 graduate students. And this year, we're up over 200. Right now, one of the things that most people don't necessarily realize is that about one out of every five Jimmys is a graduate student, spread across four different programs. Our largest graduate program is our Doctor of Physical Therapy program, which is located over in Fargo. We have 108 students in that program, and that's a program that is really humming along right now for us. It's really a standout program under the leadership of Dr. Sarah Voorhees. And one of the neat things about that program is it connects well to our undergraduate program, particularly exercise science and biology. And one of the unique things about that program is that you can actually gain acceptance into the DPT program as a high school senior when you're applying to be an undergraduate UJ. So we have this direct entry program, and it's really an important program for us and for our students, because getting into physical therapy school is hard. Every year we have somewhere between 380 and about 420 students apply to get into our DPT program, and we only have 36 spots.
Oh, man.
But we set aside up to 15 spots a year for UJ undergraduates who come in and are part of the direct entry program.
Gotcha.
So for a high school senior that wants to become a physical therapist, the program in a lot of ways is a no-brainer, because you really get to skip the whole application process for physical therapy school and go right through UJ from your first year as a freshman all the way through your graduation as a doctor of physical therapy.
Wow. That's, I mean, and that's got to take some of the stress out of it too, knowing that if you meet the certain prerequisites for that, that you would pretty much have that grad program already squared away for you.
Yep. As long as you keep your grades where they need to be and take, I believe there's seven courses that you absolutely have to take when you're at UJ, you're automatically admitted into the program. So it takes a lot of that stress stress off. And it's a fun time of year if you're active on Twitter like I am to see future Jimmys who are currently, you know, 18-year-old high school seniors posting that they got into a doctoral program already.
Oh, but, man. That's impressive already. Dr. Paul Olson, again, Vice President of Academic Affairs at the University of Jamestown. Anything else with the graduate programs that you want to talk about, Paul?
Well, we got a couple of exciting things going on. Our Master of Education program has a new cohort that will get started in June. And in case we have any teachers listening out there, just to give them a warning, we're starting to run out of spots in this coming cohort. So we've already got most of the cohort filled right now. And okay. So if you're thinking about applying for it, I would encourage you to apply quickly to make sure that you get your spot in there as long as you're admitted. And then we're going to have another cohort get started this coming fall in our Master of Arts in Leadership program. But in the meantime, if anybody is interested in some of the individual courses that we offer in the program, we do kind of a unique thing where we let students take a couple of courses before they're admitted into the program to see if they really, first to see if they really like it, but also maybe they already have a master's degree. They might have an MBA or, you know, another graduate degree and aren't really interested in finishing off the full another master's degree, but might want to take a course in like justice and forgiveness or conflict negotiations or communication or something along those lines. And so that's an option too. And is they can get a hold of our program director, Lonnie Peterson, and find out what courses are coming up and to do kind of a one-off if they're interested.
Awesome. Excellent. And I somewhere in there, there's mention of a flux capacitor involved with something like this, right?
Oh, no, that's with the engineering program.
That's the engineering program.
So we just ordered that. We have been buying lab equipment like it's going out of style for our mechanical engineering program.
Another new program at the university.
Yep, and that leads to the degree of Bachelor of Science. That program has gotten off to a very good start. It's so different than anything else UJ has ever done before in terms of the faculty who we're able to hire, the lab space and the like that we have, that it's really fun to watch that program to come together.
Oh, for sure.
We have three of the labs finished now. We have a brand new physics lab that's all decked out. We've got an instrumentation lab. And then my favorite is the materials lab, because 90% of materials lab from where I sit seems to be about breaking things. So we have all kinds of equipment now that does stress tests and things along those lines. And we break a lot of things in the materials lab. So it's a lot of fun. I like to sneak over there and, do official observations whenever possible to make sure that our students are receiving the type of education that they should receive.
And breaking the required amount to be a part of that, right?
You have to do what you have to do.
Dr. Paul Olson again with the University of Jamestown. Lots of stuff with the grad level, but we can't forget about the undergrad level too.
That's right. And so mechanical engineering has been the big thing that we've been working on at the undergraduate level. We're working on a companion program to that in industrial management for those students that may have an interest in engineering, but either after they come to us and change their mind and decide that mechanical engineering is not for them, or high school seniors that look at mechanical engineering and think, I'd like to do something related to that, but I don't really want to be an engineer.
For sure, yeah.
And so we've been working on that industrial management program and putting that together over the course of the past year, and that's about ready to go. For us. And so anybody that's interested in industrial management or, it's related to operations management as well. That's coming too. And then just across the board, always making sure that the curriculum is updated and that our students are getting the type of experience that they want, whether they're majoring in biology or engineering or accounting or music, English, whatever the case might be, that our students are getting the type of education that they deserve.
Absolutely. And it's phenomenal sitting back again, going into your fourth year, the growth you've seen just in that short amount of time and all the different programs and the buildings and the new faculty, a really exciting time at the university.
It really is an exciting time. Just across the board, we've got so many things going on academically, athletically. And one of the big pushes that we've been making this year too, is on the fine arts side. We are rooted in the liberal arts tradition, which of course the sciences like biology and chemistry are part of the liberal arts tradition. But so oftentimes we think of the humanities and the fine arts in that liberal arts tradition, that we have been recruiting really heavily this year for choir, band, and theater, and we're getting a great response from the high school seniors throughout the area. And so we're definitely looking to grow in those areas. and really double down on the commitment that the university has made historically to the fine arts. And when you have the type of great people teaching and conducting and directing in those areas that we have, we think that we're a great place to go for a student that wants to continue playing an instrument or singing or acting at the college level.
It's fantastic. And Dr. Olson, if anybody has questions for you about these different programs we talked about, the university in general, what are some ways they can do that?
Well, one of the best ways is to go to our website, uj.edu, and from there you can get directions to a lot of other places for any of the questions that you might have. Admissions is probably the place where a lot of folks start, and contacting Jody Grugel or Emily Wolf or Mike Heikamp or any of the great folks that we have working in admissions is always a good place to start.
Excellent. Very good. Anything else, Paul, that you want to throw out there? Anything else you want to mention?
Well, we have a big weekend coming up, both in hockey and women's and men's basketball. And as always, we're there cheering on the Jimmies. So hopefully folks can come out and take part in that, too. And if they haven't been to the Newman Arena, it'll be a great weekend to do that. And hopefully they'll bring a lot of shoes along and help out the athletic program fundraiser.
I was just going to bring that up because word is it that the men's coach and the women's coach are going to go barefoot for the game.
They are going barefoot for the game, and that's great. I know that both Danny and Greg are big fans of pedicures and keep their feet in pristine condition all of the time anyway. So it's really going to be an extra treat for fans that come out this weekend.
Definitely. Well, Paul, thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you, Warren.